This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Originally, James and I, last year, were meant to be walking to Paris. That was shut down because of the COVID situation. Walking home means walking wherever you live. So we're involving schools and colleagues from all around the world to invite them to go out for a walk where they are and to join one of our webinars looking at how to achieve your goals and work within the restrictions you may well have, whatever those may be.
When you're doing this, James, if you can't actually walk to Paris, will you be out there walking to somewhere? And if so, where?
We're probably going to be walking around the Cambridge area. It's going to depend on how the restrictions are and if they're sort of lifted by the point that we go in the end of March. But we'll be walking every day. And what we're going to do to try and make it interesting for people is we're going to basically make some YouTube vlogs. So every single day. So Mark and I, when we're walking along, we'll be discussing various topics on how to achieve your goals and typical questions that I get answered. How do you go about working towards a particular thing? It is, you know, it might be a big adventure, or it might be setting up a business or something, putting it out there for people to ask us different questions and things, and we'll talk about them as we're walking along.
And Mark, in terms of preparing for this, are you going to do the walk yourself yourselves in stages?
So we're going to be walking every day, but it's certainly not going to be the length we originally planning to. I mean, it was going to be at 265 miles. So the plan would be to walk daily over a course of a week. And as James said, depending on the restrictions, ideally we'd at least walk to the Norfolk coast, but if not, it's going to be in the Cambridge area, probably 12 to 15 miles a day, something like this.
And presumably, James, for other people joining in with this, they perhaps don't need to train quite as rigorously as they would have done if they were coming with you on a 265-mile walk all in one go.
No, they don't need to. Anyone with any... as long as you can walk, or even if you can't walk, if you can push yourself along in a wheelchair or something, anyone can come out and walk along for a bit. And even if they do their own walk wherever they live, sort of share it on social media. Effectively, what we're trying to do, we both recognise that it's not quite the same walking around our local area. We really wanted to do our Cambridge to Paris walk, but we've decided that actually we think there's quite a good message behind sometimes things don't always go to plan. So let's just do the best that we can do. And effectively, that's all we're trying to do now, really, is just get out there and do something.
You've got two very deserving causes. Tell me a little bit about them.
There's the Epilepsy Society and FND Action. FND stands for Functional Neurological Disorder.
Let's pause for a second for a bit of music. And Mark, I think you're going to introduce this one because you're the man who chose the song. Is that right?
It is, yeah. I'm not a Celine Dion fan like James. so I just went for the Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be, given it's about walking 500 miles. So I thought it was appropriate.
When I wake up, well, I know. The Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Walk 500 Miles. And that's the choice of Mark Woods Nunn and James Ketchell, who at the end of March are doing the Walk From Home project, raising money for people with epilepsy, the Epilepsy Society, and Functional Neurological Disorder. James, we very briefly touched on the fact that you've done some pretty amazing stuff. Tell me a bit more about some of the things you've done.
So ever since I was young, I have had this dream to try and row a boat across the Atlantic Ocean. To be honest, I probably used to watch too much Tintin. I don't know where the idea came from, but I just had this fascination with the concept of being out in the Atlantic on your own in a little small rowing boat. And I kind of wanted to do it for years, actually, and then I kept putting it off, and I had quite a bad motorcycle accident and smashed myself up, and was sort of left with the prognosis that I might not be able to walk that well again, if at all. And it was just sort of a light bulb moment. I decided that I knew what I wanted to do. I didn't really know about how I was going to go and do it, but so I decided that I was going to row across the Atlantic once I got out of hospital. So fast forward a year and a half to do all my physio and get better. Luckily I was okay. Yeah, usually you do it as a two-man or a four-man, sometimes even a 10-man, but for some reason, I wanted to do it with someone, but for some reason, no one would do it with me. So I did it on my own, and it was incredible. And to be honest, that's all I ever wanted to do, but then one thing led on to another, and when you push yourself outside of your comfort zone, doors of opportunity tend to just naturally open. And then I sort of found myself working on another project the following year, and I was very, very lucky. I was able to climb to the top of Mount Everest, which is particularly difficult. Wow. But I was able to stand on top of the world. And then a year later after that, I cycled around the world, and then sort of I'd accidentally fallen into a different life, really, of sort of speaking became my job. I was doing a lot of work with scouts, and I was speaking in schools. That's, you know, one of my passions is working with the young people. And then I sort of, over time, became, I suppose by default, a professional adventurer, which I never actually set out to do. It's just I was lucky. I found something that I was very passionate about and sort of seemed to do quite well in. You know, I had this sort of knack for somehow surviving and telling stories when I got home. And you know, that's kind of how it all happened, really. And I have also been involved with a few other things that haven't gone to plan. I was rescued in the middle of the Indian Ocean back in 2015. So I've had a few things go wrong, just as much as has sort of gone right. And then in 2019, I flew a particular type of aircraft around the world called a gyroplane.
Yeah.
Which was a really cool project. And I spoke in a school in every country I passed through. And yeah, but ultimately, I think I was at a wedding and a chap asked me if I would do a walk with him. And I said, yeah, sure. I didn't know that it would be from Cambridge to Paris. It was a bit further than I thought. And that person was Mark. And here we are. We've become very, very good friends.
Raising money for the Epilepsy Society, which, of course, I guess most of us know a little of epilepsy and what it is, but functional neurological disorder. Tell me what that is and how it affects you.
For mine, the irony is it kind of looks a bit like epilepsy. I have what they call absence seizures, so I lose consciousness for split seconds, but they're very frequent. So if you imagine like a computer, if you had a computer monitor and it got switched off and then back on again, it's a bit like that.
I wish you all the very best with your adventure and with raising lots of money. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.